Getting you the evidence you need to bust a cheater. This is Dave Ryan's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
Hey, Fallon, I start War of the Roses every week. Why don't you start War of the Roses this week? You know what Mia's situation is. You want to go take it over.
It's like the baton has been passed to me.
To a new generation of Americans.
Okay, so
let the word go out. Go ahead.
So, like, this is what we're doing this week.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to let it end like that. No, we do. We have Mia on the phone. And Mia has a boyfriend. His name is Kyle, right, Mia?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And like War of the Roses goes, you have some suspicions that Kyle may not be faithful to you currently.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you and Kyle and how you met, because you guys have kind of a cute story. And why you're calling to do roses on Kyle.
Sure. Okay. So little like previous to how we met, little backstory. We're both 32. However, he's divorced. I've never been married.
Okay.
So I was in Cancun, Mexico last spring and randomly met Kyle there, and we got to talking, and it turned out we were both from Minnesota, which was obviously very coincidental.
That's kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, yeah. I mean, you know, small world, right? I live in Blaine, and he lives in Cottage Grove.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, you meet somebody at the pool, and then you start talking. You're like, oh, my God, you're from Cottage Grove? No way, you're from Blaine? Because you're, what, like maybe 30 minutes apart, or so, depending on traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have been from anywhere. So, all right. So then you get back and then you start your relationship and everything's going great until what?
Okay. So over the last few months, I've been able to meet some of Kyle's friends and getting to know him a little bit better through his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that Kyle has gotten himself into a few situations where he's hooked up with women that are off limits, you know, like mostly married women.
So this is what your friends do. Your friends will try to like ruin your life in front of your new girlfriend by telling you things about, oh yeah, did you hear about how Dave crapped his pants in eighth grade, or did you hear about
how a true story?
Dave cried all the way through high school graduation? I mean, things like that. No, it's not a true story, but this is what your friends do. So his friends told you about, what did you learn about his past from his friends?
Well, I learned that he slept with his boss's girlfriend, and
okay,
that he's just hooked up with lots of married women. And the worst is, so a couple of his friends said, hey, do you want to know how he got the nickname Judas?
Judas?
Apparently, Judas.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Bible. Apparently, when he was 22, he slept with the pastor's wife at his church.
Oh my God.
Oh, so he betrayed the ultimate betrayal. Wow.
Yeah.
So now, as his friends are telling you this, was he going, no, that's not true? Or was he around? Or did he laugh? Or what's his attitude about all this?
He didn't have much of a defense. He just was kind of like, oh, you guys, I can't believe you're telling her this. But he really didn't seem that put off about it either. Almost like he was proud of it in a way.
Okay. But I mean, it was a long time ago, because if he was 22 and you said he's 32 now, it was a long time ago, and you're hoping those days are behind him. He got a lot of play back in the day, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's behind him now.
Yeah.
But,
well, she hopes it is.
Maybe. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, things do seem fine for the most part. However, lately, things have been a little weird because he won't answer the phone when I call, or he'll cancel plans last minute for the weekend. And he's looking at his Apple Watch a lot when we're together. And, you know, nobody needs to look at the time that much. So I know he's looking at text messages.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, he slept with the pastor's wife.
Can't get past it.
I mean, did he do it at church, or did he do it like,
oh my God.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's terrible either way. I mean, that's going to be worse in the church.
Church event, a potluck maybe?
I love a church potluck.
Let's call Kyle, and we'll see who he wants to send roses to if offered a dozen free romantic roses. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, Kyle. We're going to get you a dozen long-stem romantic roses, Kyle, and we thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to complete our survey. So we'll send those out today. I'll grab the address. We need to know the name. Who would you like to send the roses to?
Her name is Robin, and Robin is spelled with a Y, not an I.
Okay, great. And you can attach a card if you would like to add a little note to those roses.
Oh, cool. Okay. Let's see. I guess it'll say, you are beautiful and you are very special.
Oh, that sounds romantic. Is Robin... Mm-hmm. Who is Robin?
It's a long story. She's actually a neighbor.
Okay, I was going to ask, but she's your girlfriend or something?
No.
A neighbor, then. Hey, Mia, do you know of any neighbor that Kyle has named Rob? Oh, by the way.
Mia, your girlfriend's on the phone.
Yeah,
Kyle.
Mia's listening in right now. Mia, you remember Mia. You met her.
What?
You met her in Cancun last spring break. You remember me. And by the way, this is Dave Ryan. We're on KDWB right
yes.
now. And
what?
I know it's kind of hard to it's kind of a shock when mm-hmm. guys find out that they're on War of the Roses. But Mia, Kyle, put us up to calling
yeah.
you to see who you would send roses to because she was kind of, you know, she'd heard from your friends about how you were nicknamed Judas back in the day and how you had hooked up with all these women that you maybe shouldn't have.
And when you were young.
So, Mia.
Yeah.
I just want to know, I mean, what do you think of him sending roses to, what's her name again? Robin with
Robin
an I.
With a Y.
Robin with a Y.
Yeah, I think it's really disgusting, Kyle. So, Robin, your married neighbor. Yeah, the one
yeah.
who has a husband. So, I guess what? Uh-huh. Now you're hooking up with her. So, apparently, you haven't changed at all. So, all those funny jokes your friends were telling about you are actually just who you are.
Well, you don't. She has something that you don't have, Mia.
Oh, what, a husband?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, she has a husband. That's what I like. That's
oh my God, you are so disgusting.
Disgusting. I'm a human being. That's what I'm into. You knew this before we started dating.
That's what you're into. Married women, unattainable women. That's what you're into.
Yeah,
there are no more words. That's just gross.
Well, I mean, I could say I'm sorry, but, you know, I guess it's not really working right
I'll
now.
I'll just say we're done.
Fine.
Okay.
Wow.
I feel like
so you're not even going to try to fight for it. And
well, she isn't married, Dave. He has no interest in her.
Seriously, do you have a thing for, like, hooking up with women that you're not supposed to hook up with?
Yeah, I mean, I have a thing for getting stuff that it's forbidden, and you know she's my girlfriend's easy access. I doesn't turn me on. I don't know.
Oh my
wow.
freaking gosh!
Well, what? But it turned you on originally when you guys met in Cancun.
Wait,
yeah, because
did Mia have a boyfriend or something when you guys first met?
Yeah, Mia, did you?
No, I didn't. I guess maybe if I had, this would be more worth your time.
Yeah. Well. You know, this is how you have to do things, just like this.
Oh, really? You're going to turn this back on me as if this is my problem? You're the one who's banging married women, you sick f-